My grandparents, by whom I mean my ye ye, my father's father, and Nai Nai, my father's mother, lived in Hefei in Anhui province. Hefei is a sleepy mid-sized city, overshadowed by Nanjing to the east and Wuhan to the west. For tourists, it's most likely a stopover on the way to the famous Yellow Mountain to the south. Growing up, my brother and I had regularly spent long summer holidays at my grandparents' apartment there, sharing beds with aunts and cousins, splaying out in front of the air conditioners, walking to the internet cafe to play StarCraft and virtual pet games, getting spiced beef jerky and Calbee shrimp chips from the nearby shop, and watching soapy Chinese dramas in the evening. To get to the apartment, we buzzed in through a heavy front door and stomped up three floors of cold concrete steps. Outside the building there was a mulberry tree. Occasionally my grandmother would use the leaves to raise silkworms. The rest of the time we were in California. Since I wasn't physically with my family in China, WeChat, the ubiquitous social media app for Chinese speakers, became the portal through which I could peer to the other side. Our WeChat group is a repository of baby photos, funny videos, and chatter between all the relatives. When I scroll far up, there are holiday photos, old conversations between my aunts about my grandparents' health, small squabbles and gossip about their daily lives. At 6 o'clock this morning, the old princess said she was hungry and she got up to eat, they would write of my grandmother. Good thing the caretaker knows her rules by now. No gas at my house this morning, but luckily I got a dinner invitation from a friend. I brought over strawberries and pickled clover from Chongming Island, one aunt wrote, sending pictures. I like Song Joong-ki, a female cousin wrote of a famous pretty boy actor during a conversation about Korean celebrities, and another aunt, 30 years her senior, gravely affirmed, I also like Song Joong-ki, to my cousin's amusement. My grandmother, who could read WeChat but never figured out how to type, occasionally entered nonsense letters as she scrolled through. My father would always reply, Poor Mama, what are you trying to say? At my grandmother and my grandfather's funerals, WeChat was the technology that let us be present at those ceremonies in real time. But it is an imperfect portal. One cannot truly be back. We couldn't put flowers on the bodies. We couldn't, as our relatives in China did, go back to the apartment afterwards and lay oranges by my grandparents' photos. How alienating it was to be sending our spirits through our screens, rectangles the size of our hands. My grandparents' deaths still do not feel real. Not really. They were already so far away. My grandmother is still listed in my WeChat contacts, a name that, when I scroll through my phone, makes me startle.